I was locked up. One has to be pretty sick to do that. And perhaps one has to be even sicker to come back every day for a new list, as she did. Today we don't have to live that way. Max still works with me in the office, but we have turned our wills and our lives and our work over to the care of God. Each with the other as a witness, we took the third step out loud, just as it says in the big book. And life keeps getting simpler and easier as we try to reverse my old idea by taking care of the internal environment via the 12 steps and letting the external environment take care of itself. One day, as I sat there in the hospital, my psychiatrist walked up behind me and asked, "How'd you like to talk to the man from AA?" My reaction was that I'd already helped all the patients on the ward, and I still had plenty of problems of my own without trying to help some drunk from AA. But by the look on the psychiatrist's face, I could tell that it would really make him happy if I agreed. So, for no better reason than to make him happy, I agreed. Very shortly, I realized that had been a mistake. When this big clown came bounding into the room, almost shouting, "My name is Frank, and I'm an alcoholic, ha, ha, ha." I really felt sorry for him. The only thing in life he had to brag about was the fact that he was an alcoholic. It wasn't until later that he told me he was an attorney. Against my better judgment, I went to a meeting with him that night, and a strange thing began to happen. The psychiatrist, who had generally been ignoring me, now became quite interested. Every day he would ask me all kinds of questions about the AA meetings. At first, I wondered whether he was alcoholic.